Amen. So let's go to 1 Timothy. We'll be in chapter 4. We'll start in verse 1 there. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. So it said, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to the seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving." Amen, right?
Amen.
"For it is sanctified by the word of God, and for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth very little." I wonder if we put that on a sign out in front of the fitness centers. But it says very little, so it isn't bad. But anyway, "But godliness is profitable," amen, "unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth. Be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, the exhortation to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by the prophecy, with the laying on the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that they profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that fear thee." Hear thee. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for your holy word. We thank you for the messages this morning. Lord, we display it. We apply it to our lives, Lord. And now, Lord, as I preach, let it be all of you and nothing of me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So, you know, we verse 1, we see now that the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And this one really speaks out to me, speaking lies and hypocrisy. A lot of that going on today. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Like today, things are getting crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to get caught up into those things as a Christian. Let's go to Colossians chapter 3 here. And every time you turn on the news and you get crazy. And my blood pressure starts going up, you know. And you get so mad about things are getting crazy, you know. Common sense has gone out the window.
Yeah.
But the Lord laid this on my heart, says in verse 1, it says, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, which Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God." When Christ, who is our life, he's our life, right? "Shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." Amen. Aren't you glad? If you're saved today, we're going to appear with him in glory. Amen. And that's a blessing. So God said, set our affections on things above, not things on the earth. Don't get caught up into this stuff. I mean, we should be aware of things that are happening about in the world. But sometimes we can get too caught up in it and get distracted. Right? Amen. But that's why I went on I want to concentrate on verse 12 in 1 Timothy chapter 4. It says, "Let no man despise thy youth. Be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, and in faith, and in purity." I think today, as the world gets crazier, We should concentrate on being an example to the world, to other believers. Concentrate on that. Being an example. Being a light. As Jesus said, let your light shine in this dark and wicked world, right? We're going to be lights of the world. Yeah. Light exposes darkness no matter what. And I don't care if it's one little light. It's going to, I tell you, it illuminates a room. I mean, if you got a pitch black room, that was when I still, the story, I got saved, and I was in this basement, and it was really dark in there. I couldn't hardly see, so I went and cut a little hole in the side of the house. Then I went into the basement, and it was illuminated. And I could see. It was dark, and that's the picture of Christ. In our life, it shines in this dark and wicked world, illuminates, exposes darkness, amen? So our job as a Christian, we need to be an example, amen? Need to be a model of what Christianity is about. Not just wearing a suit, wearing a tie, and going and carrying a Bible, and going into church. You know, your neighbors see you leave every Sunday. But we need to be an example. And Jesus is our example, right? For us, go to 1 Peter 2:21. So let's never, we know we don't forget that. Jesus is the ultimate example, amen? But sometimes we're going to be the only Bible somebody, we always, you know, that's old saying, we're the only Bible somebody's ever going to know, right? So 1 Peter 2:21 says, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps." Amen? Amen. We need to follow in Christ's steps. So, but in verse 12 here, I want to first start off. It's kind of a neat where it happened. You know, we got the young kids here. And let no man despise thy youth. Young kids today. You're not just the future. You are the church. We can, you know, Amen. You are the church now. Your decisions now are going to affect your life for tomorrow. I still remember Brother Dave said, he was teaching a class, he says, you know, we're like in a garage, and the more junk we collect in this garage, you know, when we finally get saved, now we got to clean the garage out. So we don't want to clutter our life with a bunch of junk, amen? Right. Live for Christ today, man. That's why it's a blessing seeing Brother Ethan, a young man, you know, 28, serving God, and Frank and Amber, you know, it's a blessing, you know, seeing them on fire for the Lord. Yeah. You know, you guys don't wait till you're 18 to make good decisions in your life. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. That's the I hate that saying, oh, they're just being kids, you know. No, that's not right. You can make good decisions,
that's right,
at your age,
amen.
Any age, amen. You know, that's a blessing. You're should be thankful you got parents that have you in the house of God.
Yeah.
You know, you need to count your blessings. I grew up in a house that we were unchurched. One blessing was I wasn't under a bunch of false teaching. I didn't have to break through that. But on the other hand, you know, it would have been nice to have my mom and dad take me to church. I ended up taking my dad to church. You know. But God's good.
Amen.
But so we need to be an example. Amen. So don't let anybody despise your youth. Right. You know, stand up for the Word of God. Stand strong for the Word of God. You know, you can do great things. God can use you in a mightily way. We just look at King Josiah. It's kind of neat how God puts that together. He was 8 years old. He was king. And he made godly decisions in his life.
Man.
King David, when he was a young man, made godly decisions in his life. And God used him in a mighty way.
Right.
God can use you too, amen? You just got to be a willing participant, amen? Yeah. Used by God. I tell you what, you'll see more of the world and see more things than anybody that, if you let God use you, then working, and there ain't nothing wrong, I'm working, but sometimes I gotta work. I gotta have that two cars. I gotta have that great house. I gotta have that boat. I gotta have this, and I'm get 1 week off a year, and I'm gonna go to these great places. But if you give your life to Christ, and serve the Lord, you'll see more than anybody like that will serve.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. God, I mean, it's awesome. So don't let a man despise thy youth, and even in young believers. Sometimes, oh, you're just a young Christian. But God can use a young Christian.
Right.
Amen? He's got to be willing to be used. So we need to be an example of the believers in word. Down here in verse 16, it says, take heed unto thyself, unto the doctrine. Get in the word of God. Unto the doctrine, amen? The word of God. Continue in them, amen? We've got to continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and in them, and them that hear thee. It doesn't say you're going to save yourself and save others. It says you're going to save your testimony. Amen. You're going to save others. They're going to look at you and go, he's a Christian and he's saying those things. I don't want to be a Christian. He's a Christian. He comes to work like he drank pickle juice. Why do I want to be a Christian if I'm going to be miserable like him? And sometimes we can do that. And, you know, we get in the flesh, and it's bad, but, you know, you be a testimony. That's nothing better than Satan wants for you to ruin your testimony. You know, you claim Christ, and everybody's looking. Everybody's looking at us. You know, you say a word, and then, what do you say? I still remember that. Somebody, I was saying something, and go, what do you say? I thought you said that word, you know. It's like, yeah, hope not. Amen. In word, in the word of God. Let's go to 1 Peter 3:15. We need to, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and in fear. Are you able to give somebody wise counsel in the word of God? You know, I think it's a blessing when you're around Christians and we talk about the Lord.
Amen.
Every aspect of life is here. You know, every aspect. And I get mad sometimes. It's like, oh, you're preaching to them. You're pushing Bible on them. No, I'm giving the word of God, life.
Yeah.
This is our instruction manual, right? Amen. This is our safety manual. If you want OSHA, this is it. This is our safety manual of life. You know, it's great to talk about the Lord. It's great to talk. You got this problem? This is what God done in my life, you know? Yeah. Hey, this is how you can fix that. You know, any aspect of your life. I talked to my neighbor across the street, you know, and he's telling me all of his woes. And I said, hey, the Lord can fix that. You know, and I'll quote a scripture to him, and he goes, whoa, yeah, that's what's going on in my life, you know. I said, well, yeah, God has an answer for everybody, amen. So we've got to be an example in the word of God. There's a safety in a multitude of counsel, amen. But what kind of words are coming, or what kind of words are they hearing us, not only on Sunday? How about during the workplace?
Right.
Is there blessings or cursings coming out of your mouth? I was thinking of a guy, I was at a job, and he goes, yeah, I pray, we thank God for giving us the ability to do this work on our own and all this stuff, and then... You know, he's praising God for that, and the next thing you know, he's taking his name in vain.
Yeah, right.
It's like, what? But that's how it is. But I believe cursing should not be a part of a Christian's vocabulary.
Right. Yeah.
I don't care if you hit your thumb four times. Yeah. I don't care if somebody's cut you off. I don't care about any. That shouldn't be in a Christian's vocabulary.
Right.
I praise God. I tell you what, I used to curse with the best of them. And I'm not proud of that, but it's just a testimony of what Jesus did in my life. And that was one thing he took from me.
Amen.
I tell you what, I tried to quit swearing. I remember, hanging around the shop, and there'd be people there, and and I'd just be blasting off words, and they'd, ooh. I was like, all right, okay, you know. But it came out of my mouth freely. And I wasn't proud of that. And I even tried to stop it. But see, I was doing it in Dave. But when God gets a hold of you, God will do it for good.
Yeah, that's right.
And I praise God for it. It wasn't me. I couldn't stop. But, you know, we shouldn't have a dirty vocabulary as a Christian. It says, let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. It says, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all cleanness, or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become as saints. It says, verse 4 says, neither filthiness nor foolish talkings nor jesting, which is not convenient, but rather giving thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, whose idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. It shouldn't come out of our mouth. Amen? How are we talking around work? How are we talking around our friends? Are we trying to impress our friends? You know, it burns your ears. Not because you're something perfect, but that shouldn't be. And, you know, that's why I used to tell my friends, you know, after I got saved, I said, I used to say, a weak mind swearing is a weak mind expressing himself. And sometimes it is. And so as a Christian, we should... in word, we need an example in word. Which leads me to, we should be example in our in conversation, which means it's lifestyle, right. Behavior. Yeah. Our words should match our talk should match our walk. Amen. We should have a godly lifestyle. Basically, our lifestyle match the word of God. Let's go to 2 Peter 3:11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? You know, in Peter 2 it says, be holy for I'm holy. You know, our lifestyle should have a godly conversation, godly lifestyle, amen? Not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday, but every day.
Amen.
We should have a chaste lifestyle. Amen. What does your lifestyle represent on Monday? Ephesians 4:17 says, let's go there. I like this verse. It says, this I say therefore, testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. You know, it says, we shouldn't walk as other Gentiles walk. Why? Because we're better than them? No, because we should know better.
Right.
Amen? Why shouldn't we walk like them? It says, because they're having their understanding darkened. They don't understand. And being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. They don't know any better. We know better. If you know Christ, we should know better.
Right.
Amen? We should know better. We should know how to live. Amen? We should know how to act. So we should be an example in our conversation. Third, we should be an example in love. Love means agape love. You know, love will cover a multitude of sins. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13, the chapter of love there. I know we know it, but it's always good. Remind ourselves, amen?
Amen.
Chapter 13, verse 1 says, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am but becoming as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. A lot of noise, but nothing there. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Envy, you should do a study on envy. Can a Christian have problems with envy? Yeah, we can. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doesn't lift himself up. Amen? It's humbleness. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not selfish, not easily provoked. There's one. Be angry and sin not. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Truth will set us free, amen? Will make us free. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. We know in part, and we prophesize in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. And when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. I think about love isn't selfish, is it childish? Well, it's a child, it can be selfish, right? That's my toy, not yours. I want yours. I not only want my toy, but I want your toy, you know? I was thinking about that. It's like, yeah, we can become really childish. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face I know in part, but then shall I know even as I also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. We got love, amen? Unconditionally. Love without dissimulation. We can have hypocrisy love. In Romans, it talks about that. Can Christians have love with dissimulation? Let's go there. I don't want to mess it up.
Dissimulation.
I looked at that. Chapter 12. Let's see here. Romans chapter 12, I'm sorry. Verse 9. And this is written to a Christian. Says, verse 9, it says, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. Amen. And honor, preferring one another. Yeah, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patience, and tribulations. Continue an instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessary of the saints, given to hospitality. Amen. Love without dissimulation. 1 Corinthians 16, 14. It says, let all your things be done with charity. Amen. Not some, not the ones you pick out.
Yes.
It says, let all your things be done with charity. Amen. It's hard. It's hard to love the unlovable sometimes. Amen.
Yeah.
it's hard. But with God, all things are possible. Amen?
Amen.
All things are possible. Let's don't have pharmaceutical love. Let's Jesus addressed that to the Pharisees here in Luke 11, chapter 11, verse 42. It says, Let's go to verse 41. It says, "But rather give alms of such things as you have, and behold, all things are clean unto you. But woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye tithe mint and rue and all manners of herbs, and Passover judgment, and the love of God. These ought ye to have done, and not leave the other undone. Woe unto you, Pharisees, ye love the uppermost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisee hypocrites, for you are as graves which appear not, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them." You know, he warns us, we could have pharisaical love, and we're so in love with the system that we don't show real love. When I got saved, and you know, I always thought church was this way. I went to church a few times when I was younger, but I always thought, oh, you know, why wouldn't I go to church? Everybody's going to stare at me. I want to feel uncomfortable. But, you know, and I gave my life to Christ, got saved, and the first time at New Haven Baptist Church, I could truly say I felt love.
Amen.
And I went, wow. You know, this is a blessing. And that's what the love we should have, amen? Right. Somebody walks through the store you haven't seen for a while, you have love on them.
Amen.
And then your brother in Christ here, even, you know, we can get busy with our lives. Got to go, got to leave, you know. Love on people, amen? And that's a blessing. We need to show, be an example in love, amen? And then number four, let's go back to our text. Is in spirit. What kind of spirit do we have? We have a meek spirit. We have a mean spirit. Bitter spirit. Sweet spirit. Critical spirit. We can have a critical spirit. I was thinking about that one. I was like, critical spirit. Yeah, I could be critical. As Shelley was sharing her testimony about giving the gospel to in a mean way, we can have a mean spirit.
Yeah.
We got to be careful of that. We got to have the spirit of Christ. Yeah. Amen. We can walk in the flesh. I can even witness to somebody in the flesh. And we got to witness to them in the spirit. Amen. Let's walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. Amen. Let's go there. Let's go to Galatians 5. I like this here. You want your church to be gone here? Let's go to verse 5:15. Let's go up to 13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Some will take that literally. Live by grace. Age of grace. I do what I want. It says only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. Okay, so there, that puts that one away. But by love, serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Here's one. It says, but if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. Next thing you know, there ain't nobody left. Amen. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another. So that you cannot do the things that you would. So you want to do things that you want God to use you in a mighty way? You got to walk in the Spirit, amen? Because you can't do it in the flesh. But you'd be led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. There's that hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, self, strife. A lot of strife there. Seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, rebellions, and such like, of which I tell you before, I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against there is such, there is no law. They are that are Christ have crucified the flesh. Amen? Let's crucify that flesh with the affections. With the affections and lusts, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another unto other, envying one another. Wow. Have a right spirit, amen. Let the Holy Spirit rule us, amen.
Amen.
It's not my will, but thy will, amen. And sometimes all the time, we should humble ourselves and say, Lord, let you take over. Every day at work, I got to do that, you know? Like, Lord, you take over. I want to start screaming sometimes, but then it's like, that ain't very good. But I got to have the right spirit. Be controlled by the Holy Spirit, amen. So let's be an example in the spirit. People are watching, amen. We got to be an example. Let's go. So we got in charity and spirit, in faith. Next one is in faith. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 6:13. We covered this here. Did I say 15? 6:15? 13. No, that ain't it. That ain't what I wanted.
Did you say
6:13? Did I say 6:13?
Not sure.
No. Oh, I just seen. I wrote it down wrong. I'm sorry. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit.
16:13.
Yeah, 16:13. Uh-oh. What did you call that?
Sometimes.
I know. I just looked at that. Oh, yeah, because Pastor was going over it. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Are we standing on the Word of God? Amen. Is our life? Are we standing on the rock of Christ Jesus? Let's go to Matthew 7:24. Is therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, is the word of God, and doeth them, is like him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And it says, and the rain descended. So it says, the rain descended. So even though we're following the word of God, the rain's going to come.
Yeah.
And the floods will come. And the winds will blow and beat upon the house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock.
No.
Amen. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be like unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So, I mean, we're going to have floods. We're going to have rains. We're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. But if we're standing on the rock, we're going to be standing. Amen.
Yeah.
And we that's all we're going to be doing is standing, but it's on a firm foundation. Faith overcomes the world, amen.
Amen.
Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. And are we standing on it? Or are we like in James 1:6? See. Nothing better than the testimony that you tell people about Jesus, and then you got something happening in your life, and they see you get through it, amen?
Yeah.
And it ain't easy. I never said it's going to be easy, but with God, we can get through it, amen? James, let's just go with 1:3. 1:2, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of a sea driven with the wind and tossed. And let no man that think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You know, we don't want to be a double-minded man, amen? We want to be stable. We want to be on the rock. We want to be on the foundation of Christ, amen? Go to 1 Timothy 6:11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after the righteousness and godliness. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. Apostle Paul says, I've kept the faith. Amen. We kept the word of God. Amen. We kept going for the Lord. We didn't be like the wind tossed to and fro. So many times you're on fire for the Lord and then some bad something happens and then you fall off the edge of the earth. You know, I went through a divorce. I could have easily said, that's it. Yeah. Bad things shouldn't happen to a Christian. You know? But no, by the grace of God, I didn't. I just kept the promises of God. Amen. Amen. I hid God's word in my heart. Amen. I just kept looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. And there was days I wanted to give up. But it ain't worth it. Wicked all around me. I might as well be wicked too. Looks like the wicked are prospering. But they're not. Amen. We know that. So get be example in faith. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 4:2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Amen. Are we faithful to the word of God? Are we faithful to the work of God? Amen. Are you here every days the doors are open? Are you faithful through the ministry God is giving you? Amen. It spoke to my heart today. What am I doing with God's talents? Amen. I don't have young kids anymore, but I do have older kids. And guess what? I want to be that example to my older kids. I want to be in the house of the Lord. I want my kids to know that that they can't call me at 10 o'clock on Sunday and get a hold of me because I'll be in the house of God. Amen. Amen. You know what I mean? I'm going to be faithful. The kids need to. If you're not faithful to the house of God, when your kids grow up, how faithful are they going to be to the house of God?
Right.
And it's hard enough anyway, kids. Right. You know, what's going to happen when you get 18? Are you going to be faithful to the house of God? I pray you do. Amen. God will bless you. You're faithful. Daniel was faithful. Amen. People seen the faithfulness of Daniel. Let's go there. Daniel 6:4. We went over this, didn't we? Just a while ago here. Yeah. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion, no fault, for as much as he was faithful. Amen. Neither was there any error or fault found in him. He was faithful. Are you faithful? Are we faithful? Can people see faithful in us? Every Sunday, do they see our car gone?
Good.
Amen? Are we faithful? Faithful to the church? Faithful to our ministry? We need to be example for that. So we need faith and spirit. So we're going to be example of believers in word, conversation, and charity and spirit, and in faith and in purity. 2 Timothy 2:22. Let's go up here to 21. It says, if a man therefore purge himself from these things, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. It says, flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that are that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Amen. We need to have purity in our Christian's life. Amen. We need to stay away from all appearances of evil. Amen.
Right.
If it appears evil, stay away from it. Amen. Yeah. If you have a question about it, stay away from it.
Right.
Especially, you know, the saying of, even though you're going to a liquor store, say the liquor store is right by the car wash, you know, I'm just going to go get change, but somebody can see you coming out of it. Appearances of evil. You don't think it's right, stay away from it. Amen. So we need to live a pure and chaste life. Amen. And that we can honor our Lord and Savior. Amen. So in these last days, the days are getting hectic. But I think it's time for us to step up as Christians and be an example to this world. What a Christian should be. What a model of a Christian. Today, so many times, we're too much like the world. Christianity wants to be more like the world, and it's sad.
Right.
I mean, you can't even tell the difference. Oh, maybe on a Sunday. And it's sad, but need to be an example. Young kids, purpose in your heart. You're going to serve the Lord, amen? I pray that for all of you guys. You don't want scars.
Right.
Scars ain't fun. You know, the ways of a transgressor are hard, you know. It's a hard life. And I tell you what, it's live for eternity, not for temporal things. And all of us, amen. But God's good. He'll bless you. I gave God, don't give God your leftovers.
Right.
Amen. Give God the best. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful again. And help us, Lord. Help me. Be an example. Help me. Help people see Jesus in my life, Lord. And Lord, let me be that light. And Lord, as days are evil, and we should redeem the time because the days are evil, Lord. And help me be more diligent about getting the word out, getting your word out to others that are lost, Lord. And Lord, we'll give you the praise for it all and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.